on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Hello, this is Andre.
And Annika.
From the Wrangell Ranger District of the Tongass National Forest. I'm here with the weekly recreation and road report for July 6th through July 10th.
For road conditions, construction, and logging activity, Middle Ridge Road is closed until repairs can be completed next year. The main line at McCormick Creek Road, Forest Service Road Number 6265, is washed out and impassable at milepost 13, just past the High Bush Lake Road. The High Bush Lake Road, Forest Service Number 50040, has a slide across it, but is passable to high clearance vehicles. Forest Service Road Number 6265, Main Line Road to Earl West and Fools, is closed for construction at Earl West Bridge, mile marker 12. This week, the WCA crew will be completing work on Earl West Bridge. Crews are working on the ongoing daily and weekly reports about the washed out road near Earl West. High Bush Lake and Earl West Cove will both be inaccessible until construction is completed. The Nemo Loop Road, Forest Service Road Number 6267, has a slide across it but is passable to high clearance vehicles. The Forest Service is working towards repairing roads but is not good to be open anytime soon.
Stay tuned for updates and please stay safe out there. Now for updates about the Annan Wildlife Observatory. Annan Wildlife Observatory permit season officially started on July 5th. There have been a few brown bears around, one mama with two cubs, as well as a few black bears, one of which has triplets. The fish aren't in yet, so the bears aren't hanging around the creek as long, but they are definitely around and trying to sniff out if the fish are coming. Tune into explore.org to watch the bears live in the creek. We've seen some awesome moments so far. There are still some permits to visit available for most days on recreation.gov if you have your own boat or float plane to get to Annan. If there are no more permits available on recreation.gov for the day you're interested in, 4 permits each day are available through weekly lotteries. All lottery requests must be made in person at the Wrangell Ranger District office. Weekly requests will be collected by Mondays at 4:30 and awarded on Tuesdays by noon. The request schedule for this week is as follows. For passes to visit Annan from July 19th through the 25th, requests will be accepted from July 7th through the 13th, and passes will be awarded on July 14th. For passes to visit Annan from July 26th through August 1st, requests will be accepted from July 14th through the 20th, and passes will be awarded on July 21st. For passes to visit Annan from August 2nd through August 8th, requests will be accepted from July 21st through the 27th, and passes will be awarded on July 28th.
Okay, for recreational reminders, the rec crew repaired the Yungshuku Loop Campground Road last week. The Oksani, also known as the Little Lakes Cabin, is now under construction. Expect short traffic delays on Forest Service Road 6277. The WCA crew is working on rec sites and trails out on the road on Wrangell Island. They are getting all the sites ready for the summer season. Forest Explorers is every Tuesday at the Nature Trail, and Reading with the Ranger is on Thursdays at the library. Come join us for some fun nature activities and crafts.
We hope you have a great day outside when it's sunny again. This announcement is courtesy of KSDK and your Wrangell Ranger District and can be found posted online at ksdk.org. Thank you for listening.
Yay! I can't wait to get on the road.